Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey.
Intern Tony.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. It is 7:29. Today we are going to talk about weird habits. I just had my my morning Diet Coke chug, and yeah, it made me burpy.
Nice.
Came out of nowhere. Took a big, deep breath to start.
You know, that's a terrible habit.
What?
Drinking Coke.
Coke in the morning?
Yeah.
Coke in the morning?
It's a great
habit. That kind of Coke.
Oh,
I got you.
We're going to talk about weird habits that we have. I have a couple weird habits. I'm kind of
just kind of a weird guy.
I had a little bit. Like, I have weird little idiosyncrasies that, you know, take place. And it gets worse as I get older, I've noticed, which I thought it would get better. But anyway, we'll talk about weird habits that we have. We've got some good comments here.
So,
on
listeners, don't be afraid to call in and tell us your little weird habit.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got them. Everybody's got their weird little niche.
Yeah, their little quirks, if you will.
We're all a
bunch of weirdos, man. We'll talk about that after Shinedown. Cut the cord. Told you. Good morning. It's Brock Hunter, intern Tony.
Eat my rubber.
7:34. We're talking about weird habits that we have today. And everyone has their little quirks, little things.
You're a weird guy, Brock. You're a weird guy.
Weirdo. Raving psycho. My biggest, I have a little bit of like OCD, just like a little. And I'm not making light of that at all by saying, oh yeah, I'm OCD, like people do.
Yeah, he's not like the monk.
No.
But he's close.
It's the one thing it's weird for me is, and I get really, like, I will have to turn around and go back home, is the garage door. I have to make sure it's closed. When I leave every morning, I look at the garage door and I say, garage door is closed, garage door is closed, garage door is closed. Say it usually three times, and that just way I have to look at it and see that it's closed.
Deep breath, deep breath. I can see that you're sweating.
I know, because now I'm like, God, did I close? Like, there's been times where Kristen will say, like, we'll leave, and she's like, did you close the garage door? And I'm like, well, I got to go check now. And even though I know I did it, I did my little thing, I have to turn back around because now in my mind I'm like, wait, did I do it this time? And then the other weird thing that I do is when I leave that, like, I lock the door going out into the garage, I turn the knob and I tap my feet. And this all started because I read somewhere, someone was like, someone said, oh, you know, a good way to remember that you close the door is to do something weird after you close it. Like, you know, knock on the door, do something like that. Well, I started doing it. Now I can't stop. Like, I cannot close the door unless I sit there and wiggle the handle and then tap my feet. So that's my two weird things.
I'm pretty sure when I passed your house on the way here, your garage door was
you
open.
Son of a bitch. I swear to God. I'll leave right now and I'll go check.
I don't know. I don't really have too many weird habits, I don't think. Maybe I do. I just don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I drink weird.
You drink out of the side of your mouth.
Yeah, when I was young, like, I had like really sensitive teeth, I guess. And so I would drink out of the side of my mouth. I look kind of weird doing it. You know, I kind of look around in public like, all right, is anybody watching?
A weirdo.
You know? I'll always drink out of a straw, if you notice, if it's available.
Yeah, if it's available. I've noticed. You told me that, and I've picked up on it.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, look at this pussy with his sensitive teeth.
Look at this weirdo drink. It does look weird.
Yeah, it's like it's over here.
Another thing I do kind of weird, I guess, is, I don't know, I guess I tap my feet before I go to sleep.
You tap your feet?
Tap my feet or
like
shake
together?
Them. Like, yeah, kind of tap them and then like shake them together.
No place like home.
Yeah.
Right, pretty much. I'm trying to get to Kansas.
He puts on his ruby red heels and he taps his feet together.
No, I don't tap my heels. I tap something though.
Do you have to have your feet uncovered when you sleep?
No, but I always have like a heel off the bed or something.
One foot.
Yeah, I think
that's everybody. That's everybody. Yeah. Tony, do you got any weird habits that you do?
The only one I can really think of, kind of along the lines of the OCD thing, like TV or radio or whatever, it's got to be on an even number.
On an even number? I've heard about people before. Yeah.
I can't
do it. My fiance's like that, like with the volume too.
Yeah.
I love it. 35.
Yeah.
47. She's always, give me that damn remote.
It's got to be even. Yeah, that's a little weird. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What weird habits? All right, we called ourselves out.
Yeah.
What weird habits do you have?
What do you got?
I got a bunch of great responses on Facebook. We'll read those here in a little bit. But we'd love to hear from you. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Weird habits. I'll leave you with one more. Another weird habit. I really like to have a hot item and a cold item when I eat. Like a hot sandwich and maybe like a cold like side.
Now do you eat one at a time or do you mix them. You switch
it? I'll take a bite. Like if I got, I'll have like a cold macaroni salad and hot baked beans all day together.
What a weirdo.
What a weirdo. Well, hey there. Good morning. Brock Hunter, intern Tony, intern Nick. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Nick, we're talking about weird habits. You got any weird habits?
I don't know about weird habits. I know I have like a ritual because I'm in a golf league. So
okay, well that counts. What's your ritual?
My ritual is if you ever seen the movie Greatest Game Ever Played, it's probably Shia LaBeouf's like one of his first Disney movies.
Greatest game ever.
So
wait, that's the way he's like a young golfer.
Yeah, he's
in that
like
one.
It's like the amateur that won like the 1918 US Open or whatever against.
Isn't
like,
a Matt Damon?
Matt? No, that's the Legend of Bagger Vance.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's
all right.
Matt Damon. So what's your ritual then?
So my ritual with it, I mean, I used to golf. I golfed from like 6 to like high school and stuff, and now just for the league, I'll watch it before I golf, and for whatever reason, like it just like makes me do good. If I don't watch it before I golf, I play just awful. But like, it just like inspires me, and I don't have to watch the whole thing. If I just watch some of the golf
just
scenes,
a couple of parts.
Like, nice. Like, all right. So that's the weird thing off the top of my head.
Shia LaBeouf is your good luck charm.
He's my boy when it comes to golf.
I love it.
He knows what's up.
Well, football, we used to watch The Program all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that movie? God, that would get you jacked up before football games.
Yeah, they were all jacked up. Steroids.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What weird habits do you have? Rituals, habits, anything that you do that's maybe a little bit off the norm. Let's take some phone calls now. WIRX, hello.
Hey, look, you guys looking for weird quirks that people have?
Yeah, man.
So I've kind of got two that I do when I drive. The first one is I check every mirror probably every 10 seconds.
Okay, well, that's just good driving.
Right.
Well, it drives my wife nuts because I'll look over. She's like, what are you looking at? We're in the middle of the desert. There's nobody around.
Just looking for a good burial spot.
For my motorcycle, I have an older Harley. Saddlebags don't lock on there, so they sometimes fly off.
Okay.
So when I'm driving down the road, probably every 10 minutes, I will reach back and grab the saddlebags to make sure, even though I know they're locked, they have not flown off. I will continue to check those things every 5 minutes.
As far as a habit, you need some duct tape for that or something like that, all right?
Yeah, no joke.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, bro.
Bye. WIRX, hello.
Hey, this is more to help Brock's OCD about his garage door.
Yeah.
Take your cell phone out, take a picture of it, and then whenever you start stressing about it, all you got to do is look at the phone and you know it's closed.
I'm going to have to find a way to date stamp it, though, too, because otherwise, Mike, I think this is an old picture. This isn't the right picture. This is an old
yeah, I guess that could be it.
But I'll try it. I got to do something because it drives Kiki absolutely nuts. Because seriously, we've been like almost to the highway, and I'll have to turn around and double check. So maybe I'll try something like that, at least for long trips.
Yes.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. WIRX, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I was calling about the weirdest things that you do.
Yes.
What you got?
I have to do my dishes individually, wash the back 3 times, wash the front 3 times.
Three? Good God. I let mine soak for 4 days, and then I just dry them off and throw them in.
It's been something. My mom started it. She had a real bad case of OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't wash the dishes when I was doing them that way when I was younger, oh, man, she'd make me redo all of them.
Oh, wow. Well,
and it has carried on into my adulthood.
At least I know if I eat at your house, the dishes will be sparkling clean.
Exactly.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bye. That's some good habits there. That's some unique stuff.
Bunch of weirdos.
We're all so weird. Why are we so weird?
Dude, seriously, though, your garage door is open.
I damn it, Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX 759 is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, Tony, Nick, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Today is a day that I'm talking. I don't know
what?
My brain hasn't caught up yet this morning.
The hell was that all about?
I was going to say today we're talking about weird habits that we have.
I mean.
And we got a lot of great comments on Facebook. Frank, Randy Frank Jr. said, checking my phone without any reason, expecting something to be there. I think we all do that. We all just look at it.
Yeah.
Do you ever do this? Do you ever go to check the time, you look, and then you're like, God, I didn't even see what time it was. I do that all the time. Just turn it on and turn it off.
And
God, I forgot to look for the time. Brian Owens had a weird one. He said, I eat all the toppings off my pizza, including the sauce, before eating the bread part.
What?
A serial killer.
Weird.
Well, yeah. Brian's obviously an axe murderer. That was hilarious. Jennifer said she has to watch at least one episode of Parks and Rec every day.
It's not a bad habit.
To kind of jump off of that, when I eat, I like to have something on, like, to watch.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know what, like, I will wait on eating until I find, like, the right thing.
I gotta have something on in the background at all times.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It sucks because I miss a lot of episodes.
You know, Brian probably eats his pizza in dead silence that weird way as he's contemplating his next crime.
In a room with padded walls.
Padded walls.
No furniture.
Oh, Brian. My buddy Zach, he was the one who was just here. You met Zach.
Yeah.
He says, I dunk peanut butter toast in my hot cocoa. What are you, six? Atticus said, listening to country radio for a laugh. I hope Matt's not listening right now.
For a laugh.
And nice. Clay says he flips coins or rolls dice to make decisions.
I do that too.
That's not a bad
thing. What? That's a terrible idea. Flip a coin. You know who else did that?
Two-Face.
Two-Face, for God's sake.
Look how he ended up.
I only flip nickels, too, if I'm going to make a decision.
Nickel,
like,
what?
I don't know. I just... I will,
weird.
If I, like, am contemplating one thing or another, it's not a quarter, not some random coin. Every time it's a nickel.
Really? I flip a chocolate coin, and then I eat it.
What?
I don't know. Those little pirate coins?
Yeah, it's a shilling. It's not a shilling.
It's a shilling. I flip a shilling to see what life doth bring me. All right. I think we ruined this great break. So, all right.
Sorry.
We took it far enough where we ruined the break.
Oh, God.
Nice job, Hunter.
Rock 107.